The Gopi Geet. Gopi songs of separation. When Krishna left the gopis in the Rasa dance, the gopis sang these songs. 10th canto, 31st chapter, verses 1 to 19. Gopya uchu jai tite tikam janmana vacha shayata indira shashvara trahi dai ti dishyatam dikshitavakas tai titasavas tvam vichindate. The gopi said, O beloved, your birth in the land of Braj has made it exceedingly glorious, and thus Indira, the goddess of fortune, always resides here. It is only for your sake that we, your devoted servants, maintain our lives. We have been searching everywhere for you, so please show yourself to us.
Shardasaye Saruja Dasat Sarasi Jotara Shri Musharisha Satana Tate Shukadasika Vardanik Nato Ne Hokimaha.
O Lord of Love, in beauty your glance excels the whirl of the finest, most perfectly formed lotus within the autumn pond. O bestower of benedictions, you are killing the maidservants who have given themselves to you freely, without any price. Isn't this murder?
Vishajala yayad vyalara shasad vashamarutad vayitanalat vishamayat majad vishvatopayad Rishabate Vayam Rakshitamaho.
O greatest of personalities, you have repeatedly saved us from all kinds of danger, from poisoned water, from the terrible man-eater Agha, from the great rains, from the wind demon, from the fiery thunderbolt of Indra, from the bull demon, and from the son of Mayadhanava.
Na kaluko pika nandana pavan akila dehinam mantara maje vikana sartita vishvaguptaye saka uje yavan satchatampule.
You are not actually the son of the gopi Yashoda, O friend, but rather the indwelling witness in the hearts of all embodied souls. Because Lord Brahma prayed for you to come and protect the universe, you have now appeared in the Satvata dynasty.
Virachita payam vishnidhuryate charanami yasham sangsite payat Karasaroham Kantakamatam Shirasitehina Shikaragraham.
O best of the Rishnis, your lotus-like hand, which holds the hand of the goddess of fortune, grants fearlessness to those who approach your feet out of fear of material existence. O lover, please place that wish-fulfilling lotus hand on our heads.
Vajjanartihan viryashitan nijajana smayatvam sanasmita hajasake pavat kinkari smano jaluhananam charudarshaya.
O you who destroy the suffering of Raja's people, O hero of all women, your smile shatters the false pride of your devotees. Please, dear friend, accept us as your maidservants and show us your beautiful lotus face.
Prandatehinam
papakarsanam trinacharanukam shiniketanam faniparapitam te parambhujam kilukucheshuna krindhivichayam.
Your lotus feet destroy the past sins of all embodied souls who surrender to them. Those feet follow after the cows in the pastures and are the eternal abode of the goddess of fortune. Since you once put those feet on the hooves of the great serpent Kalia, please place them upon our breasts and tear away the lust in our hearts.
Maturaya gira valkavaya bhutamanopyaya pushkarekshana vitikaririma viramuryatir atarasitunapyayayasana.
O Lotus Eyed One, your sweet voice and charming words, which attract the minds of the intelligent, are bewildering us more and more. Our dear hero, please revive your maidservants with the nectar of your lips.
Tavakatam ritam tatajivanam kaviviriditam kamasatam shavanamangalam shimadatam bhuvidinantiye puridajanaham.
The nectar of your words and the descriptions of your activities are the life and soul of those suffering in this material world. These narrations, transmitted by learned sages, eradicate one's sinful reactions and bestow good fortune upon whoever hears them. These narrations are broadcast all over the world and are filled with spiritual power. Certainly, those who spread the message of Godhead are most munificent.
Prahisitam puya prema viksanam viharanam chate dhyana mangalam rahasi sangvida ya ridispusha kuhakano mana shobhayantihi.
Your smiles, your sweet, loving glances, the intimate pastimes, and confidential talks we enjoyed with you, all these are auspicious to meditate upon, and they touch our hearts. But at the same time, O deceiver, they are very much agitate our minds.
Chalasiyat vajasharayan basun nalina santaram natate padam shirachinam kurai siratitina kalilatam mana kantagachati.
Dear Master, dear Lover, when you leave the cowherd village to herd the cows, our minds are disturbed with the thought that your feet, more beautiful than a lotus, will be pricked by the spiked husks of grain and the rough grass and plants.
Dina parikshaye nilakuntala vanavahananam bivradavutam kananajasvalam darshayan muho manasina smarang virayakshasi.
At the end of the day, you repeatedly show us your lotus face, covered with dark blue locks of hair and thickly powdered with dust. Thus, O hero, you arouse lusty desires in our minds.
Pranatakamatang padmajarchitang taranimantanang dheyamakadi chanapankajang shantamanchate ramananastane sarthayasikam.
Your lotus feet, which are worshipped by Lord Brahma, fulfill the desires of all who bow down to them. They are the ornament of the earth, They give the highest satisfaction, and in times of danger, they are the appropriate object of meditation. O lover, O destroyer of anxiety, please put those lotus feet upon our breasts. Suratavatanam shokanasanam saritavenuna shustutumbitam vittaradagavismaranandinam vittaraviranastetaramitam. O hero, kindly distribute to us the nectar of your lips, which enhances conjugal pleasure and vanquishes grief. That nectar is thoroughly relished by your vibrating flute and makes people forget any other attachment. Attatiyat pavan ahnika nanam tityugayate tvam apashatam puktilakuntalam shri mukham chate jada udikshatam pakshmakritisham. When you go off to the forest during the day, a tiny fraction of a second becomes like a millennium for us because we cannot see you. And even when we can eagerly look upon your beautiful face, so lovely with its adornment of curly locks, our pleasure is hindered by our eyelids, which were fashioned by the foolish creator. Patisitanvaya bratribandavan attivilankyate tiya chitagata gattividastavad gitta mohita kittavayoshita kascha jenishi. Dear Achyuta, you know very well why we have come here. Who but a cheater like you would abandon young women who come to see him in the middle of the night, enchanted by the loud song of his flute? Just to see you, we have completely rejected our husbands, children, ancestors, brothers, and other relatives. Rahasi sangvidang pritsayodayang rahasitananang premaviksanam vihad urashya vikshatamate mohati spiha mohyate mana. Our minds are repeatedly bewildered as we think of the intimate conversations we had with you in secret, feel the rise of lust in our hearts, and remember your smiling face, your loving glances, and your broad chest, the resting place of the goddess of fortune. Thus, we experience the most severe hankering for you. Vajranaukasang vyaktirangate vichinahan yalang vishvamangalam tyajmanakshana stvatspihat manam svajnahrit rucham yannisutanam. O beloved, your all-auspicious appearance vanquishes the distress of those living in Braja's forests. Our minds long for your association. Please give to us just a bit of that medicine which counteracts the disease in your devotees' hearts. Yate sujata charanam buddham stanesu pita shanai priyadati mahika kaseshu tena tavimatasita vyatatena kinsit kutpari pirpamati tir bhavat ayushang na. O dearly beloved, your lotus feet are so soft that we place them gently on our breasts, fearing that your feet will be hurt. Our life rests only in you. Our minds, therefore, are filled with anxiety that your tender feet might be wounded by pebbles as you roam about on the forest path.